7. We were in on it almost from the beginning. And by we, I mean Dave and me, the Weekly Islander. Although I didn't print what I was asked by Judge Wernis not to print. I had no problem with that, because there was nothing in that business that seemed to affect the island's welfare in any way. That's the sort of judgment call newspaper folk make all the time, Steffi. You'll make it yourself, and in time you get used to it. You just want to make sure you never get comfortable with it. The kids went back and guarded the body, not that there was a lot of guarding to be done. Before Judge and Doc Robinson pulled up, they didn't see but 4 cars. All headed for town, and none of them slowed down when they saw a couple of teenagers jogging in place or doing stretching exercises there by the little Hammock Beach parking lot. When George and the Doc got there, they sent Johnny and Nancy on their way, and that's where they leave the story. Still curious the way people are, but on the whole glad to go, I have no doubt. George parked his Ford in the lot. Doc grabbed his bag, and they walked out to where the man was sitting against that litter barrel. He had slumped a little to one side again, and the first thing the Doc did was to haul him up nice and straight. "Is he dead, Doc?" George said. "Oh, gory, he's been dead at least 4 hours, and probably 6 or more, Doc says. It was right about then that I came pulling in and packed my Chevy beside George's Ford. He's as stiff as a board. Rigor mortis." "So you think he's been here since, what, midnight?" George asks. "He could have been here since last Labor Day, for all I know," Doc says. "But the only thing I'm absolutely sure of is that he's been dead since 2 this morning, because of the rigor. Probably he's been dead since midnight, but I'm no expert in stuff like that. If the wind was coming in stiff from offshore..."